Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the first week of Lent, February 28th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, where he writes, Jesus said to his disciples, You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy, and pray for those who persecute you. Lent brings us again to the mountain where Jesus sits and teaches. His words today are not gentle. They are not easily domesticated. They pierce straight through our carefully managed morality and expose the places where love has conditions. You have heard it said, he says, love your neighbor and hate your enemies, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Notice what Jesus does not say. He does not deny that enemies exist. He does not minimize the pain that they cause. He does not ask us to pretend that wounds are not real. Instead, he asks something far more unsettling. Do not let your enemies decide the shape of your heart. In the world's logic, love is reciprocal. We love those who are safe, familiar, deserving. But Jesus introduces us to the logic of the Father, and the Father's love is not earned. It is given. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun rises on those who thank God and those who curse him. This is not carelessness on God's part. It is fidelity to who he is. To love our enemies is not to approve of injustice. It is to refuse to become unjust ourselves. This command touches a nerve because most of us do not carry enemies in the dramatic sense. Instead, we carry names quietly. A memory, a face, a tone of voice, a betrayal that still has a pulse. Lent invites us to bring those hidden names into the light, not to shame ourselves, but to allow God to work where we can't. Jesus does not ask us to feel love for our enemies. He asks us to will their good. And the first, smallest, most honest act of that will is prayer. Prayer for an enemy does not begin with warmth. It begins with obedience. Often it sounds like, Lord, I do not want to do this. I do not know how, but I place this person before you. That prayer, whispered through clenched teeth, is already holy. It cracks open the door where grace can enter. Why does Jesus insist on this? Because hatred binds us to the one who hurt us. Love, even when chosen painfully, loosens the chain. When we pray for those who wound us, we step back into our true identity, not as victims, not as judges, but as children of our Heavenly Father. And children resemble their parents, and the Father's resemblance is mercy. So Lent is not about heroic spiritual feats. It's about learning again whose life is flowing through us. The cross itself will soon show us what enemy love looks like in flesh and blood. Father, forgive them, not after repentance, not after apology, but while the nails are still doing their work. Today, Jesus is not asking us to climb Calvary all at once. He is asking for one step. Name the enemy. Offer the prayer. Refuse to harden your heart. If we do this, slowly, often imperfectly, we begin to live not by the measure of the world, but by the measure of God. And that measure has no limit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have called us not only to be your servants, but your sons and daughters. Look with mercy upon our hearts, especially where they are wounded, defensive, or closed. Give us the courage to place before you those we struggle to forgive, those who have harmed us, and those we fear or resent. Teach us to pray where we cannot yet love, to trust where we cannot yet understand, and to choose mercy when justice alone tempts us. Make us children who resemble you, slow to anger, rich in compassion, faithful in love beyond all measure. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to enter meaningfully the call to forgive enemy. Here is blessing. Here is hope. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.